Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
CODA salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at CODA.com/trip planner.
Bradley Cooper's out here calling women old.
Ooh.
And one podcast host said her toughest interview was RuPaul.
Plus, was someone skiing the slopes in a wheelchair? So much to talk about. Ooh. So,
let's get this started.
All right, y'all know Cat Williams is a slim dude, but he always stays in shape. Well, on his This Past Weekend podcast, Kat said he gets most of his exercise in the bedroom. Ooh, check it out.
The ladies keep me fit. I'm heavy in sexual relations. And so... That keeps you pretty fit. I got a cold plunge and a jacuzzi and a sauna that I do pretty ritualistic. I've never been a gym guy.
Makes sense.
Well,
you know, when you're a guy about his size, you don't have to necessarily do all the stuff that most people got to do in the gym. Like, you could do, like, you know, calisthenics.
He's never been, like, head. Overweight.
Yeah,
no, he always keeps himself in
shape. I can't imagine a woman having sex with him. Could you imagine who has sex with him?
What do you mean?
I would imagine there's a lot of women.
He don't look
women
sexual.
Women love Cat.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, women love a funny guy.
Really, with that voice, too? Like,
trust me, I've seen them. They love Cat.
Really?
Yes.
What?
Does he have a main squeeze, or has he got multiple women keeping
him fit?
Now,
they none of your business.
Oh.
All right. One thing you don't want to say to Amy Schumer is the F word, and it's not what you think. I'm talking about the word 50.
Oh.
Amy is only 43 years old, but her friend Bradley Cooper recently hit the big 5-0, and Amy told Jimmy Fallon about the offensive question Bradley asked her.
So I saw him, and you know, how are you? And he said, you know, I turned 50 this year, and he goes, you 50? And like, you know, and I tried to like, you know, I tried to like kind of recall, yeah, no, I'm not Bradley, you know, I'm not. But thank you for thinking of me.
Is this the worst thing you could say to a woman, calling her older than she actually is?
I don't know if that outranks with, hey, when's the baby due?
Ooh,
right.
But it's definitely in that
pregnant.
Flow of
Ooh,
terrible
yeah.
things you
yeah.
could, you know, throw at
really?
Yeah.
I mean, if they were friends, he was just asking as a friend. He wasn't trying to be offensive by saying she look old as hell. He was just saying, are
he
you
just,
50?
It sounded like he wanted her to be 50 with him.
Exactly.
Yeah. I'm 50, you 50?
Yeah, exactly.
Gary. What if you were, like, out in the street and somebody was like, Gary, how you doing? And they guessed your age and it was way older, like 50.
Oh, yeah, I would say, oh, thank you. but I remember they always said, what a lady tells her age tells everything, so I never tell my age.
Really?
Mm-hmm. You tell your age,
tell
everything.
That's not true. I tell mine. I definitely
yeah, I know
don't
you
tell
told
everything.
Yours this year. Yeah. Oh,
I don't tell everything, though.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a good secret keeper.
I would say, does the carpet match the drapes?
Okay, I know what the carpet, what are the drapes?
Wait, you don't know what the carpet and the drapes?
I know what the carpet is.
But the drapes?
The drapes is what?
Top here, right?
Top
yeah,
here,
top
here,
yeah.
Right? Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So does the carpet match the drapes?
Yours don't because you dye it.
Oh, that's right.
The carpet and drapes? Wait, what are you dyeing?
Oh.
Hold on a second.
He dyes the drapes.
The drapes get dyed, the carpet gets vacuumed.
Wow.
All right.
I know that's right, Gary.
Okay. At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at AbilityChiro.com.
Coda salutes those who served. Veterans Ride Free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of Coda's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use Coda Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on Coda. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.
It's a Hoover. I bet, yo, yeah. Y'all know about the Call Her Daddy podcast by Alice Cooper. Well, we've talked about it on the show before. And, well, Alex recently revealed her toughest interview, and y'all might be surprised. She said it was RuPaul of all people.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Now, Alex told Marie Claire magazine that she worked so hard to stay toe-to-toe with RuPaul during the 2024 interview because she really admires him and wanted him to love her.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. It be like that sometimes. You know, like, yeah. you hope people are as cool as you think they are in your head. And you never know the day that somebody had, too.
That's true. Yeah.
Have y'all ever been interviewing somebody and been really let down?
Mm-mm. Yeah, I mean, it happens.
Don't call no names, though, but it happens.
Sometimes it's not necessarily you're let down, but it's just like they're clearly not having a good time.
Right, or they're not who they seem to be on TV. Mm-hmm. It's really just an act.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Especially sometimes with comedians, you expect them to be the same upbeat people that you see on movies and live stages.
And be like,
Oh, you're depressed. That's why you do comedy. I get it. Okay, I understand. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. All right, y'all, it's time for
Dizzy Dish Coming.
Okay, buckle up. A woman named Elaine Perez Pena was traveling from Brazil to New Jersey, and she happened to be in a motorized wheelchair.
Oh, God.
During a layover in Chicago, Elaine was subjected to a search because of previous drug smuggling convictions.
Oh.
Well, the cushions on the wheelchair looked too new, so customs x-rayed it, and something was off. Then the narcotics canine, the narcotics dog, went smelled something, and the dog went berserk. So they drilled into the cushions of this wheelchair, and they found 14 kilos of cocaine, which is close to 31 pounds, and that's a street value of about $240,000.
Damn, can you?
And in case you were wondering, she was seen pacing back and forth in the holding cell, so she didn't need the wheelchair.
She didn't need the wheelchair.
That, to me, was probably the first giveaway. It was like, hey, this woman smuggled drugs before, but last time, she walked in.
Yeah. Yo, man, she should have laid there like a mermaid after they asked her to get up out of her seat. You know what I'm saying? You got to commit to the bit, yo. Like, you got to stay on it.
Wow. Mm, poor thing.
Well, damn.
But if she was handicapped, I mean, couldn't she go to the Civil Liberties Union and say they harassed her being a handicapped woman?
She wasn't, though. They caught her walking around the cell, pacing back and forth.
Yeah. Oh, after they got out.
Also, a handicapped person could try to smuggle drugs. They're still going to go to jail.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's not fair. You're handicapped.
Yeah, the placard don't help you, Gary.
Oh, man.
All right, y'all, moving on. Today, co-host Dylan Dreyer might be the queen of organization. She shared online a very detailed list for her in-laws. While they were babysitting her three boys, the list had food, bath or shower options. Every day, an hour was accounted for. Dylan's caption says, you know how much I love my list, how much fun it would be to have me as your daughter-in-law. I think I'm being helpful. Sound off. Helpful or impossibly annoying?
Ooh.
Mm.
So what y'all think about this detailed list?
That sounds like you have a list.
Who have a list?
I know you have a list, Brad, for true.
A list of what?
Telling people what to do, honey. Bathe to make sure he cough at this time. Change his diaper.
No, because his gang, my mother has him, or my wife, or, no, we don't.
So you don't have a list?
The day's not regimented?
We know what to do. some days are different. It depends on what he feels like.
Mm. No, it's a lot. Hour by hour is a lot. Like, I would lose the list.
Exactly. Like,
oops. Hour by hour, yeah, that is a lot.
Especially Wednesday, where Rusty has basketball and Ollie has karate, and at 4:05, Cal got karate,
yeah, that's
too.
That's a whole list of kids.
Yeah. I would have lied about now two of their ages and put them in the same class. Yeah.
I would tell it was all done. Girl, it was all done.
We did all
did everything. But the kids will tell on you.
Oh, yeah.
The kids are not going to lie.
She didn't feel like taking us.
Yeah. We didn't do anything, Mom. We just laid around and ate noodles. Watched cartoons.
All right, coming up, Andy Cohen is catching some heat about asking the ladies about plastic surgery. That story plus much more when we come back.
Uh-oh.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
And we're back.
Yay.
So Andy Cohen has some Real Housewives fans appalled at him, y'all. So during the season 15 reunion of The Real Housewives of New York, Andy asked Giselle Tank about her new airbrushed look. Ooh. And let's just say many viewers did not like that, honey. One even sounded off on X, telling Andy that asking women about what work they may have gotten is inappropriate and does nothing for the viewers. Well, Andy clapped back, of course, and said, "What work have you done?" Remains at the top.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
It's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the transit app or at coda.com.
Top of the list of viewer questions every season, every franchise. The Housewives have unabashedly led us into their beauty regimen since day one. It's a big part of the series' DNA. So with that being said, is it really inappropriate for Andy to ask about it?
No. Yeah, because when you think about all the other things that he asks people that's out of pocket, why are people going to pick that one thing to decide is out of pocket?
Exactly. Yeah. That's what he does. Like you said, honey, Miss Andy, that girl, honey, girl's going to ask the questions.
And he asks those questions all the time.
Exactly. Yeah, and a lot of people open about Botox and fillers. Women are open about that, honey. So men, too. Some men, because more men doing Botox now, honey, than women. So. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Is it called the same thing?
Yeah, both.
What?
Yeah, both times.
It's a little bro talks here and there. Yeah.
Okay.
You said both.
He said, yeah.
I thought that's what you said.
All right, moving on. Marlee Matlin, the first deaf woman to ever win an Oscar, is still upset that she never got her moment on Hollywood's Biggest Night. During the documentary, Marlee Matlin, Not Alone Anymore, the actress revealed when Coda won the Oscar for Best Picture in 2022, she was upset the film producers got a chance to speak, and when she approached the mic, it was cut off. Marlee said, "I was very upset when it went down. I wanted to say thank you for supporting my community and my culture." Would you guys be upset if Dish Nation won an Emmy and one of you didn't get a chance to speak?
I think if she really went up there and, you know, acted like she wanted to.
Exactly.
And she had on a red dress, she stood out more than anybody. So I would have went up there and been like, "Hey."
That's right. That's right.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z. Yes, I did.
Brad's hitting them with the ASL.
I would have fought my way to the front and been like, "Hey, wait," you know, and I think they would have gave it to her. I feel like they would have stopped
black,
the music,
honey,
and gave her that respect because they don't want to disrespect that community.
Exactly. Yeah.
But was she one of the main actors on that?
She's one of the stars. I believe the guy won Best Actor.
Okay, but then she wasn't supposed to talk.
Well, the film won Best.
How many people spoke?
I don't know.
Okay.
Handful of producers first.
Okay, well, she better luck next time.
Well, let's get into this. Dish Debate!
So a woman named Melanie Smith says she regrets not knowing the sex of her baby throughout her pregnancy because it made her feel disconnected.
Oh.
Well, Melanie claims not knowing her child's gender forced her and her husband to refer to the child as it for 9 months, and that made her feel some type of way. Well, Melanie revealed that 2 days postpartum, the couple named their baby boy Boston, but now she hates that name. So do you think it's better to know the baby's sex prior to the delivery of the baby?
No. My mama didn't know my damn sex when I was a child. Nobody did that back in the day.
Yeah, that was only even, that wasn't even possible for most of human history.
Exactly, so she should be happy she got a damn healthy baby. And worry about that. So.
Yeah, like, well, my last kid, we didn't do the sonogram and none of that other stuff beforehand. We just like, yo, whatever it is, because, you know, we had three prior.
You had three.
So, yeah.
You had three boys, so the pattern had been set.
Yeah, I kind of knew in my heart that.
Could you imagine?
Also, that's also kind of a bad thing. You regret naming the boy Boston?
Yeah,
they named him that and then regretted it?
Name him Massachusetts then, hell. Then.
What is Massachusetts?
It's like a stripper who like, tooted up.
Massachusetts?
Anyway, up next, honey, Rihanna reveals what a man should never do to win her love, baby. Details after the break.
Boston, Massachusetts.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey.
Some fans have been curious as to what it was ASAP Rocky did to win Rihanna's affection. Well, although we don't know exactly what it was, we know what it wasn't. Check out how RiRi feels about admirers writing her love songs.
Love song or love letter?
Ugh, please never make me a love song. That is corny. Trust me, I've seen it.
Wow. Are y'all shocked that that Rihanna thinks it's corny for somebody to write a love song to her?
No, because Rihanna kind of hard. She don't want no damn love song.
I don't know about her being hard now.
Which one you prefer, Brad? Love songs or love letters?
I think I would like to listen to love songs instead of reading love letters.
I'd rather a letter so I could lay in my bed and read it at night and put myself to sleep.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Would that work as an email as well?
Well, email would be fine, too.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Send a few love emails. After the phone number gets blocked.
Crinkled, you know, if you fell, you fell on it, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, what's the corniest thing y'all ever did in a relationship or to, like, woo somebody over?
Oh, my gosh. I found out a girl's favorite ice cream company, and I...
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
It's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the transit app or at COTA.com.
I ordered her a 3-month subscription to that ice cream brand.
Oh, that's cute.
And it comes with a note. And in the note, I wrote it as though, like, I was, I don't know, it was an inside joke between me and her. And so, like, the ice cream showed up, and then it continued to show up for 3 more months.
That's cute.
And that relationship still ended. But,
it broke up after the first month.
Yeah, but ice cream helps. Ice cream helps.
You didn't cut the ice cream off after the relationship?
Well, it was a 3-month deal. It was like a 3-month subscription.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That's cute.
Yeah. Oh, I've done
Very
a lot
thoughtful.
Of Listen, Brad. I've done a lot of things.
Yeah.
One of these days they're gonna stick. Moving on! Like a lot of other celebrities, funny man Josh Gad hopped on the Ozempic train to lose weight. And although he was putting his health first, there was still one major thing he worried his weight loss would affect. And that was his career.
Oh.
Listen to this.
I've always been the funny fat guy. What can I be the funny skinny guy?
Right.
Can I be the hot leading man?
Right.
Can I be, I don't know that I can be those things. I know I could be those things. I don't know that people would accept me as those things. And that's always really hard to like, we get typecast.
Wow. Mm-hmm. You think he's right about being, I think he's right about being typecast.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Most definitely. And I mean, just think about it. Monique, Lizzo, I liked them when they were big. Because when they got smaller, it just, we liked the chubby person.
But you also talked about Lizzo.
Yeah, but we still liked her, though. Walking around here now and looking small, I mean, it's just like me being the person I am.
Well, sometimes people want to get healthy, Gary.
That ain't healthy. They always use that as an excuse. That ain't healthy.
These people do walk around with high blood pressures. Yeah. It's not really, like, sustainable to walk around with that kind of weight for a long period of time.
Well, that's how we met you.
I also feel like it's a little... I also feel like it's a little different for singers. Like, you're still going to make your music no matter what. If you're playing roles, like there was Jonah Hill, right? Jonah Hill was a famous actor, and he was kind of famously kind of big. And then he lost a lot of weight. And there were people, I think, were even like, yo, don't lose any more weight. You're not going to be recognizable, or people won't think you're funny anymore, and that kind of stuff. And so I get it.
I mean, you can still do Olaf no matter what size he is. And that's the thing that most people connect with Josh Gad over.
Right.
Yep. Still got the Frozen voice.
Really? Yep. Well, y'all, guess which actor, honey, got slapped, honey, by his co-star on set and kept going. That tea after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Yay!
Disney star Rashawn Fegan recalled his first time meeting Bella Thorne when they starred in the Disney sitcom Shake It Up when he was around 26 and she was 13. Now, Rashawn said it was all fun and games, cracking jokes, and then this happened.
Standing right there, she laughed it off and smacked the Wu-Tang Clan out of me. I mean, my shit.
What the
I said, oh, mind you, I'm 20-something, right?
And you was looking crazy as hell, weren't you?
I'm like, what do I do? Right? I want
it. And there's like nothing you can really do about that.
I probably saw her mama do it to her daddy, and she just felt she could do it to him. That's what happened. Children learn where they live.
Yeah, this is true.
So she probably
Felt threatened.
But what is a Wu-Tang slap?
I imagine it makes you make a sound effect when you get hit, like, you know, like how they're doing the karate movies and stuff like that. I don't want to assume, but... it's very specific.
Slap the Wu-Tang Clan out. That is a hard slap.
Yeah. They said that this young kid is from the hood in L.A. He didn't seem hood.
Who, Rashawn?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he don't seem hood. He likes skin, too.
I don't think so.
Now the Asian street gang population of L.A. is, you know.
You can hear it when somebody talks.
So do you think they let him out of the gang to go do this Disney show?
Yeah. he didn't get beat up into the gang like you normally do.
They actually wrote him a recommendation letter.
Yeah, they was like, let him slide.
They took him to the audition.
Yeah. They big bro'd
him. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Well, y'all, that's all the time we have for today. Now, if I don't see you next time, I might have to slap you by. Bye.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
Coda salutes those who served. Veterans Ride Free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of Coda's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use Coda Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on Coda. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.